The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 497.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. We kicked off the show with The Bookends. That was St. Patrick's March from their album Chapter 1. Next up is Sam Gilogli and myself, Mark Gunn, with Battle of Aughrim and Star of Munsters from my upcoming album, Selkuth.
Mohi, Mohi, Gandhri. Manchmal mich an und regnet those happy hours I spent so long ago. And all my friends and my kind relations have all passed on now like the melting snow.
After Gunn and Gillooglie came Deirdre Graham with Uav an Or, then came the Gasmen with Patsy Geary's Connie O'Connell's and Going to the Well for Water from their album Clement Street, and finally Roads to Home with Carrick Fergus from Dark of the Moon. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. James Slavin emailed photos. Hey, Mark, hope things are going well. Still immensely enjoying the podcast. It's been quite helpful as I hike around state parks to get some socially distanced exercise and keep sane during my 10 months so far of working from home. A few pictures are attached of various hikes that I was taking while listening to your various shows. There's nothing like having the bagpipes come on as you crest a hill and see a beautiful lake. Also, I'm enjoying the variety in the shows. Bagpipe and Irish pub tunes are my two favorites, but being exposed to other fusion genres and having a nice mixture of genders and of cultures is awesome. Keep up the good work. Thank you, James. I would love to know where your pictures were. You had some great shots there. And that's definitely one of the things that I've enjoyed the most about quarantine, as I found myself hitting a lot more parks and spending time outdoors, which is just wonderful. I did it a lot when I was a kid, but somewhere along the way, I stopped going outside. And now I'm back at it, and it's been absolutely blissful. Everything from running or just exploring. We just take these trips. Let's go to this place and see something. It's awesome. So keep it up. I'd love to see your pictures out there, whoever you are. Mike Nichols emailed, I think you have played a track from C-Star on one of your programs I have heard. I believe Faye was part of a duo that performed under the moniker of Siren. I have one track of theirs from the old Noise Trade or Downloads.com days. Red is the Rose. I love this track to a degree that is not reasonable. Wondering if you have any information about where their music catalog might be available. Would love to hear Great Selkie or Moon Jubilee. I'm sure your cast experience could weave either of those into a fantastic episode of one of Creatures and the other of Celebration Songs. Just Mike's opinion. Thanks for a terrific show. Your great work helps me with long drives at my work. I've been busily sharing the show with a few select friends. Thanks again. Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate you emailing and asking about them. Yes, Faye, who is a part of C-Star, was a part of Siren, and I think I've played a few tracks of theirs on this podcast before, both. I know it's definitely C-Star, but I think Siren as well. And I found them on mp3.com centuries ago, or the beginning of the millennium. And fantastic music. They had some great music. From what I understand, as I recall, I believe you can get those albums over on their Bandcamp page. Go to the C-Star page or email Faye, because that's how I ended up finding them and buying them myself, because I really enjoyed their work as well. And thank you also for the show suggestions. I love the Creatures and Celebration Songs. I think that's great. I'll see what I can put together in the future. David Black emailed, hi, further to your episode number 483 about being poor but happy, I would suggest an Irish song immediately suited to this subject called Cadí Sin Donte Sin, a rather strange expression in the Irish language meaning, what's it to you if it doesn't bother you? Alton have done a great version with a different melody. Cool. Thank you, David. I will see if I can get that, I don't know if I can play the song on the show, but I will definitely check out that track. Finally, Kim Knebel emailed, hi Mark, just listened to the recent podcast featuring women in Celtic music. Suggestion for the new version, the Holman Sisters of Tuadea, Rebecca Mulliken and their violinist, Laura Smith. The song Island Dune is haunting and their voice is just amazing. While they've gone a bit more to the rock side, their older music has a Celtic gypsy flair. Laura is a newer addition and is pretty amazing. Thank you for all you do. You are quite welcome, Kim, and thank you for the suggestion. I will definitely check that out, see if I can find them as well. Oh, and of course, you can always email them and say, hey, could you submit the music to the podcast? It's pretty easy to do. All any artist has to do is complete the form at 4Celts.com. It's the number 4Celts.com, and I'll take care of the rest. Next up is the Known World Project with Higginbotham. This is from their album, The Willow Sessions. Higginbotham, Alioro, Alakun, Alio, Mahama.
Volach dalioro al canalio, ek ben yuri hayo.
Kimisha Alioro, Alicanalio, Sanskarvaicha Hayoro, Alicanalio, Seekimbat Alioro, Alicanalio, Mahamarek Hayoro, Alicanalio, Setfit Misha Alioro, Alicanalio, Ermova Hayoro, Alicanalio, Heyoro, Alicanalio.
After the Known World Project came Lorcan MacMatuna with The Dead Kings from Unvuitish and The Meaning of Life, then Hop with Oh Mary Turnawa from Storm and Calm, and finally The Dark-Eyed Musician with The Pledge from the same titled album. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each and every month over on Patreon. A super special thanks to our newest patrons, Cynthia Rogers, Sean Brown, Mark Becker, and Paul Crowley. Thank you all so much for your generous support of this podcast. Can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate it. Of course, we are also getting close to the next milestone, which is basically we need just patrons for this next milestone. Once we get 325 patrons, you're going to get a two-hour episode of instrumental Celtic music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Next up is Scythian with Galway City featuring Shane Haynes. This is from their album Roots and Stones.
Hop a ride on the wagon cause it won't slow down. Cannonball run down a Galway town. Boys all pile in the back of the truck. We'll be dancing our fight till the sun come up. Put a skip in your step, grab a cold beer, howl at the moon and kick out the chair. It's an old-fashioned pub crawl down the street. Lay a burden down, get up on your feet. Hey home now, what do you say, all right? It's Galway City on a Saturday night. In with a swagger and ready to deal. Out with a stagger and a broken wheel. Well, the tunes are flown and the pints are two. Strangers turn to friends you never knew. Got the fiddle and a banjo and a button box. Kick off your shoes and dance in your socks. Sail a clock strikes two and the courses run. Know when the fat lady's song is sung. Watching girls in heels on the cobblestone. Stumble in the rain as they're headed home. Hey ho now, what do you say, all right? It's Galway City on a Saturday night. In with a swagger and ready to deal. Out with a stagger and a broken. Step out on a street for a spell. There's a time when it's good to lose your way. So I followed the moon down a Galway bay. Took a long walk out onto the sea. Thought Thought I saw a pretty girl and she saw me, but the whiskey fairy waved her wand and the pretty little Galway girl was gone. Hey ho, now what do you say, all right? It's Galway City on a Saturday night. In with the swagger and ready to deal, out with a stagger and a broken wheel. Hey ho, now what do you say, all right? It's Galway City on a Saturday night. Hey ho, now what do you say, all right?
Straight into If you were a white, white dove, then I could be the sun above. And if I were to light up your sky, then to me you'd surely fly. Oh, then to me you'd surely fly. I wish you knew how much I care. I watch the wind blow through your hair, and waves are rolling through my mind, saying you, my dear, are one of a kind. I wish you knew how much I care. I watch the wind blow through your hair, and waves are rolling through my mind, saying you, my dear, are one of a kind. You, my dear, are one of a kind.
After Scythian came Riley with Brave the Fight from Saints of the Ocean, then Tua Dedanen with The Master Reels from In Nomine Erin, and finally Andrew McManus with One of a Kind from Days of Wonder. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share the show with your friends or on social, and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on streaming, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Every week, you can get Celtic music news in your inbox. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Finally, I want to invite you to vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands in the episode as you like. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2021. Head on over there and cast your vote right now. You'll find a link in the show notes. All right, thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a wonderful time. And we're going to finish up the show with Brad Tuck with Off to Sea from his album, The Rocky Isle. Thank you again. I look forward to sharing more great music with you next week. Sláinte.
time. Three's a jam for me. There's only one place on that screener that I would rather be. How many just smiled up the aisle, if that's what she wants from me. A little in a while, I'll marry that girl and I'll be off to sea.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.